producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, early this morning, before I went on the air, I went to the Urban Resource Institute, and they were having a panel with a bunch of people on it because they have started a pilot program in this part of the world. They, among other things, deal with survivors of domestic violence, and they have a pilot program going, which is kind of interesting, and I thought y'all might be interested in, because we've been talking about, especially when we talked about the right to die, of people making the point that we treat our pets better than we treat our family members in that regard. And this particular program is focusing on having shelters that allow pets, because as you know, first of all, as far as I'm concerned, that when there's domestic violence, the perp should move out of the house, not the victims. And there is the technology around, can you say Martha Stewart, that would allow exactly that to happen. But I've been trying to convince two separate mayors for, what, about 15 years to do that, which with no success, but these guys may be able to help me. But anyway, so you've got a woman and her kids, often, not exclusively, but usually, moved out of their home, and quite often they have a pet, and the pet is obviously part of what is a comfort to both the adults and the kids when you've got some disruption in your life. And a lot of places, both shelters and eventual housing, don't allow pets. So this group has decided to take that on as an issue, which is a really interesting phenomenon. And so that was what today was about. So I'm kind of working with them on it. I sort of work on the other end of the spectrum. I work with high school kids who are have done very well in school, but either can't afford to or don't have any need to go on to a 4-year college. But that's a different end. So that was that today. It is National Dessert Day, which is of course my personal favorite. And as far as I'm concerned, every day should be National Dessert Day, and life is short and unpredictable, so eat dessert first. Don't you agree, Manny? But you're not a sweet guy. I mean, you're a sweet guy, but you're not a fan of sweets particularly, right?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm pretty picky.
All right, what's your favorite dessert?
I'm actually a big apple crisp fan.
Oh, honey, you were reading my mind. I'm going to make some apple crisp over the weekend because I have all these apples.
Nice.
So I'll mail you some.
Works for me.
Yeah, there you go. I suppose I can pack it in dry ice and overnight it. I don't know. Well, we'll see how good it is. If it's too young, or maybe what I'll do is freeze it until you come and visit me or I come and visit y'all. But I agree, and this, especially this time of year. It's also National Emergency Nurses Day, as opposed to, I suppose, a non-emergency nurse. Take your parents to lunch day. Do the blue plate special. And this is my favorite. Manny actually had to explain it to me. It's National Be Bald and Be Free Day. And I said, well, are those two separate things? And he said, no. No comb-overs. So there you go. So now, do you shave your head?
I do, yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because
how long have you been doing that?
Oh, gosh. Really, since I started losing my hair, which was my mid-20s, and I shaved my head for the first time just to see how it would look, because I knew...
You could see the future coming.
Yeah, well, because I knew, I mean, genetically, I've taken everything genetically from my dad. I mean, just everything.
Actually, honey, male pattern baldness doesn't come from your dad, it comes from your mom.
I know, but...
But your dad somehow slipped this in. What about your uncles, your mom's father, or your uncles, your mother's brothers?
My mother's father, rest his soul, he had a full head of hair all the way into his late 80s.
Okay. What about her brothers?
my uncles, a couple of my uncles were balding, yeah, but the okay. but the hairline was a little bit different. Like the thing of it is my hairline is going back the same way my dad's did. So that's why I'm thinking I got it from him.
Well, but male pattern baldness, I mean, you may have some genetic components from him, but male pattern baldness itself is passed on through the woman and is manifest in the men. Although some women, if you have a double, there were some women who actually lose their hair as well, but mm-hmm. you have to have the double dose for it. All right, so what day, what'd you do, just get up one morning and think this is the day?
Yeah, kind of. I just kind of woke up and said, well, I'm probably going to lose it anyway, so I might as well just see what it would look like, you know, when I'm shaving my head later. And I actually started losing my hair when I was about 25. Shaved it for the first time when I was 24. And then
so you actually shaved it anticipating the...
Yeah, just because I was just really curious as to how, you know, how I would look with a shaved head. And then,
now, were you married at the time or single at the time?
I was in a relationship at the time. I was close to being married. It was before I was engaged.
Did you have a conversation about it or just unilaterally do it?
I just woke up one morning and I looked at her and I said, I'm going to try and see what my head looks like shaved. And she said, okay. She was, you know, she didn't really.
Good woman. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you liked it. Did it take you a while to get used to it, or did you think, wow, this is pretty cool?
It felt a little weird at first because, you know, I was so used to having hair on my head always. And then it was funny that night I went to bed and laid my head on the pillow and.
Like, it slipped.
Yeah. It felt really, really different because my bare scalp was touching the pillow and I'd never experienced that before. So.
So did. Now,
it took some getting used to, but
do you shave your head every day?
No, I usually do it about once every 7 to 10 days.
Wow! So do you get stubble?
Oh yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Stubble comes in and it's, I mean, I'm not, you know, completely. I still have a little bit on the top, but it's the hairline is just slowly receding backwards.
So sparse, not, huh? Yeah.
So yeah. The top of my head is still pretty good, but it's. The hairline in the front is just going back and back and back. So
you're just getting more of a forehead than you anticipated.
My forehead is about twice the size as it was, you know, 6-7 years ago.
Well, you know, it's become so stylish for men to shave their heads. I see more and more of it.
Yeah.
So, if you could imagine, if there was a pill you could take that you could magically grow hair on your head without any repercussions. Would you take it or not?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I like having a bald head, but I wouldn't mind if I had a full head of hair again.
Okay.
I would totally, if I had that opportunity, I'd totally take it.
All right, let me ask you the other question, because I did a poll on this, but I haven't done it for a while.
Okay.
Which is, if there was a pill that you could take where you'd never have to shave your beard ever again, would you take it or not?
Yes.
I would?
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of men say no, which is really interesting to me. And because, you know, if you ask women if there was a pill that they could take where they never have to shave their legs again, I've never met a woman who didn't say, oh, yeah, absolutely, in a heartbeat. But a lot of men feel that shaving is something, you know, that they, I don't know that they enjoy doing it, but maybe it's just because it's such a secondary sexual characteristic that they feel strongly about it.
If I can keep my goatee and then never have to shave the rest of my face again, I would totally take that opportunity.
All right, well, folks, there you got it. You've got your first customer for. Would you do a transplant thing if transplants looked real? Oops, that was kind of rude, wasn't it?
I'd think about it. Yeah, I mean, it's part of it too. Is
so you miss the hair a little bit.
Financially, being able to do it too is a big.
Yeah, no, it's a Christmas present. We're just not putting any price tag on it. Instead of sending you a T-shirt and, you know, and a baseball cap, I'll send you a hair transplant.
Well, and the thing, too, is, like, you know, razors are expensive. Razors are not cheap. And that's why, you know, especially with the shave, you know, shaving the face thing, I would totally take that opportunity if I never have to shave again because razors are not cheap.
If you had a lifetime supply, would that make any difference if there was no cost involved?
Yeah, it might make a little bit of a difference.
But not much, huh?
Not much, no.
All right, I have a story.
It's also time-consuming, too. So
that is true. Absolutely true. All right, I have a story about the most, the most disliked person in the world today, which I will tell you when we come back. Love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Deep, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help?
Hey, this is Deep. So I wanted to ask you a question. In the market nowadays, I see a lot of self-development courses and programs.
Right
from there are many names, so, and they all revolve around the idea of developing your subconscious mind's powers and the idea of abundance attitude, and a lot of it revolves around like repeating, giving auto suggestions and doing that, and having your life miraculously changed and everything. I just want to ask if how much of it really has any scientific basis or evidence? Have any studies been made around that?
That's a really good question. Let me tell you what I know. We know there have been some studies done on therapy, believe it or not. And they're a little bit ambiguous, to be quite honest. One of the things that we know is people feel much better after they make the first appointment. They don't necessarily keep the first appointment, but just knowing that that there's some possible help makes people feel much better. So we know that. We know that therapy and medication and exercise work better than any of the three of them. All of them together work better than any of them separately. There was actually a study that came out last week, believe it or not, that suggested that the studies about therapy and depression were flawed because they didn't include any of the things that didn't work, which of course means it's not science at that moment. And that's talking about something that's pretty well accepted and a little easier to identify. Somebody buying, as you point out, Deepa, a self-help book, is going to be a lot harder to track, among other things, who buys them, because the person who bought it may or may not have read it. The person who bought it may or may not have given it to somebody else. So then you'd have to be able to have some kind of objective criteria that says, do you feel better? Okay, so that's all the stuff we don't know. Now, some of the things we do know is, and I think your word miraculous is probably one of the ones to focus on. I'm not sure, you know, miracles just mean we can't give you a very good explanation for it. But the idea of getting up every day and, for example, saying, you hear me, for example, we're about to be in the season where we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. And one of the things that I've been doing with my listeners for years is saying, okay, a resolution by definition is something that didn't work for you, that, you know, I'm feeling too fat, or I'm smoking, or I'm not spending enough time with my kids. They're almost by definition a negative situation that you're trying to improve. So I'm saying, okay, well, that's perfectly okay. But if you're going to do that, you need to have a basis for change. And we know that change doesn't really happen when you're feeling lousy. Change happens when you're feeling good, because you got to get the energy to change, which is very difficult, from someplace. So what I suggest is you talk about three things that are working well. And, you know, even on my program, which is certainly not a scientific way of doing things, but, for example, we had a caller yesterday who was talking about being really frustrated because he had stopped smoking at three different times in his life and was smoking again. And you could hear by the end of the conversation that he was feeling better. His voice sounded better. He sounded happier. He sounded less upset. So do I think some of the things that those books and my books talk about and that I talk about work? Yeah. Is there a scientific basis for it? Surprisingly little. Not as much as you'd like. And it would be interesting to see, because what we'd have to do is we'd have to do a double-blind study. We'd have to get a large enough group of people that all more or less were the same, right? And same, does that mean they're the same sex, from the same country, same age, same economics, same education? So you can see already we got a huge problem. They'd have to have the same diagnosis. Well, who makes the diagnosis? Is it three psychiatrists or four psychologists, or do we just look at their medical records? Problem number two. Number three, so you can see that actually getting, and I'm not suggesting that maybe we shouldn't, I'm just saying that it would be really difficult to gather the data. And then we'd have to do that if you're in my study, and I'm I'm the therapist for it. You can't know which group you're in, the control group, and I can't know which group you're in. So it gets very, very complicated to do anything. So let's if we can for just a moment, put aside the science, because I don't know how we'd ever come up with it, to be quite honest. I just think but the question is, does this stuff work?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, you know, magic is anything that you believe will work. Have you ever tried any of them?
Well, I'm giving a shot on one of them, but
okay.
My question is more focused on the. It's not like I'm not talking about the therapy part of it, where a person is in depression or anything. It's a normal human being, but the courses kind of tell you that you have tremendous subconscious power, which you need to harness, which is where I'm actually coming to. Really,
okay. Well, if that's the question,
in terms of subconscious mind and.
If that's your question, that's a much easier one to answer.
Yes.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. That we know that it's one of the reasons, for example, if you were trying to stop smoking, what I would say is stop smoking for 6 weeks and then let's hypnotize you. And the reason I would do that is because there needs to be conscious mind is what we have to depend on most of the time. That's when we're awake. But unconscious does have huge energy. It has the problem about the unconscious is, to a certain extent, it's not complete. It's not very accessible. It's under. If I said to you, "What's your name?" you're going to know that. That's your conscious mind. If I said to you, "What do you feel when your mother leaves the room?" you may or may not be able to access that. You may or may not be able to access the feelings and the description. You're going to feel something. And if I or dreams. People, here's another good example. A lot of people don't remember their dreams. That's their unconscious whispering in their ear. Now, you can learn. It's a great example, as a matter of fact. You can learn to remember your dreams. And all you have to do, I can have anybody who dreams remember their dreams within about a month. And the way you do it is you, and that's a way of accessing your unconscious. Before you get out of bed in the morning, before you do anything, before you stretch, before you turn off the alarm clock, before you go to the bathroom, before you do anything, write down anything you can remember, anything, any smell, any thought, any little wisp, and within about a month you'll be able to remember your dreams. It's just a matter of accessing it. So do I think that, first of all, do we have an unconscious? Yeah. Second of all, can we access it? Yeah. Third of all, is it an energy source? Yeah. And somehow, if you can mesh your conscious and your unconscious, you're going to have more energy, for example, to stop smoking, to lose weight, to remember things. Let me put you on hold to make sure that I've answered your question, because I think it's a very good question. And maybe we can also talk about how what you'd like to access from your unconscious to help you. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So we're talking with Deep, who's asked a series of really good questions. Number one, do self-help books work? And I think that anything will work if you're ready to have something work, which is not a very good answer, but I think it's a truthful one. Second of all, has there really been any research done? And not really, because there's so many variables, it would be almost impossible. And the reason, Deep, I was talking about therapy is that therapy is a more accepted kind of modality, and it's easier to track. And even with that, we don't have great research. And the real question is it accurate to view your unconscious? First of all, do we have an unconscious? And the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. And the question is, do we have access to it? And the answer is sort of. And the answer is it an energy supply that can be useful? And the answer is unquestionably yes. So is there something in particular that you're looking to harness your unconscious energy?
This was basically from three points, as you like. In the market, I see these all courses, and I was thinking to myself, whether is it really true or is it a bandwagon everybody is catching and trying to make some money off of? There are some really good names out there, and there are some people, like, every now and day you'll find a 25-year-old or 26-year-old who is starting to be a trainer or some kind of a coach, and that does not always make sense. One. Second is, I've got a friend, really good friend, who is a hypnotist, and he explained to me that what he does, he has done a lot of training in that, and he says that what we do is sort of like a computer programming. We change your memories about your life experiences in your unconscious, and that kind of helps you to deal with your problems better.
Well, so, I think that's somewhat of an oversimplification. And because it's so overly simplified, I think it's not very accurate. I think hypnosis does get you in touch with your unconscious. And once you have, the unconscious has no negative, no sense of time, no sense of what's true and not true. It's just, it's really a lot of energy. And so the idea is, if you can channel it, how cool would that be? It's kind of like an underground stream. And if you can channel it in direction, you've got that hydro power. Can you change the unconscious? See, I would argue that you can't change it per se, but you can redirect it. And if we use the metaphor of an underground stream, you can't change the water into wine, and you can't make there, but you may be able to redirect it. For example, at one point I was dealing with a guy who was terrified of heights. And so what we did was we got a cherry picker, And we hypnotized him, and I went up in the cherry picker with him, and I said, you know, what's going to happen is, we tried to figure out what he was afraid of heights, and I think apparently when he was a young person, his father took him up on a bridge or something. So the first thing we dealt with, which was the cause of the blockage, okay, but for purposes of our metaphor, the blockage, so we could diminish the impact, the intensity of the blockage by looking at it, by shining some light on it, by understanding it. So then we could say, you know, your dad wasn't trying to be wicked, because if you've got a dad who's throwing you off a cliff or throwing you into the water or whatever, then the question is, not only are you frightened of the experience, but you're frightened of your father at that moment. So if we could say, well, maybe your dad was just trying to help you be brave, or it was an accident or whatever. So we deal with the underlying trigger, so we can diminish some of its intensity. And then we pair that experience, what it had previously been frightening, with some with a different interpretation. So instead of saying that you're going to be fearful of heights because you could fall and you could kill yourself, we could say that when you're high enough, you get to feel like you're in charge of the world. You have a bird's eye view, so you have the freedom of a bird. It's almost like you can fly, and you can see things in a completely different way. You can look down on your home. You can see rivers and streams. You can have a sense of the closer to the sun, so you're warmer. So what we're doing is we're trying to lessen the intensity of whatever the initial trigger was, and by pairing something negative with something positive, have you essentially redirect that energy. Now, does it change it? Well, it doesn't change the water, but it changes what the water does, where the water goes, how the water feels. So I think when your friend the hypnotist is saying, well, we change things, yeah, we're not changing the water, but we're changing your understanding, we're changing your feeling about it, and that can change your behavior, it can change your anxiety, it can change your sense of comfort and safety. So, and I think that's why hypnosis can be so valuable. I don't think hypnosis is the first thing to try, but if hypnosis without the cherry picker, I don't think would have worked very well. Trying to figure out what the cause of his anxiety about heights was, dealing with that to begin with, that's conscious mind. Then sort of pairing something that had previously been negative with something positive, and then having him go through the experience. And there's another term for this, which is called desensitization, which can kind of be put into it as well. And you could also do some cognitive repatterning or whatever. I mean, you can see why it gets very complicated because you can bring in a whole bunch of things. So I don't think that understanding or having access to your unconscious necessarily changes your unconscious, but it allows you to repattern it, to reprogram it, to redirect it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay. And that's what I was thinking was, instead of this big self-development banners, why haven't hypnotists got to play a major role in kind of changing or helping change people's lives?
Well, it can help them get in touch with another energy source. And energy is really what, you know, what keeps us awake. It's it's what, where we find the engine, the energy to move us forward. It's a power source. So I don't think that that our unconscious changes, but we can use it in a more useful way.
All right. Okay. I think that
And in terms of who can help you with it, look, I'm one of those people who thinks, I'm not, to be quite honest, I'm not much of a fan of life coaches. I don't know what the hell that means. I went to school for a long time. I was supervised. I have a lot of education. I have a lot of internship behind me, a lot of practical knowledge, a lot of practicums. And I still think that I'm not going to be the perfect psychologist for everybody. But at least I have the ability to have a wide range of pretty accepted and tested kinds of skills and perspectives at my fingertips. I don't know what the hell a life coach is. I mean, I think anybody can call themselves a life coach. Now, which is not to say that there's not somebody out there who could be very helpful who is a life coach. As well as, with all my credentials, I might not be as helpful to somebody. So you have to kind of be your own best sort of mentor on this and find if what somebody says is useful to you and helps you, then buy it. But buy it because it's useful to you, not because they said it, whether it's me or anybody else. But do I think the notion of tapping into your unconscious once you've dealt with your conscious can be useful? Absolutely.
So what is the best method, scientific method, to do that? I mean, if you want to get in touch with your unconscious, like
dreams. Dreams. Yeah. Okay. You can, I think not only can you remember your dreams, I think you can pattern your dreams. You can say, tonight I want to dream about dealing with my mom. I want to dream about my mom tonight. And I think we really can be better in touch with our unconscious. Sometimes, you know, that's what Freud was really talking about when he was talking about free association or Rorschach tests. That all of those are the TATs, the thematic apperception test. Anything that sort of says, give me a quick answer, the first thing that comes to mind is really getting you in touch with your unconscious. But I think dreams, for those of us who are not using Rorschach tests or thematic apperception tests or hypnosis, just start looking at your dreams. And you can program, you can say, all right, tonight I want to dream about mom. And then when you wake up, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, keep a paper and pencil beside your bed, write down anything you can remember, and then you can call me up if you want.
Okay.
But I think in terms of if there are any shortcuts, I think that's it. Also, just a blank piece of paper of just saying, all right, if I write the word mom down on the top of a piece of paper, and I don't write an essay, you know, I'm not writing poetry, I'm not doing haiku, just write down all the things you can think about that associate with that word. And that's a way, you know, because you're not using your conscious mind, you're not using the things that Miss McGillicuddy taught you in second grade to write an essay. You're just getting in touch without your either your superego, which is the conscious part of you, or the conscious part of you that says, all right, I have to, you know, this is acceptable, this is not acceptable. Just lay it out there just as quickly as you can. And you may even, for people who are, I'm a great fan of paper and pencil because we've been talking for so much longer than we've been writing, but also you can do it into a tape recorder. Anything that just gets you quickly in touch with emotions. Okay?
All right, that answers my question. Thank you.
Great, you're welcome. You know, in all the years, I've never been asked that, so that was kind of fun. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed that, 855-993-7569. Kita, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How can I help you?
I actually, I know you don't get a lot of follow-up calls, but I just wanted to thank you for some help you offered probably a few months ago.
Great.
I had called in because I had a boyfriend. We were talking about marriage and kids, and I started for no reason just getting really, really angry at my mother. And you told me to go ahead and try to build up the relationship that we didn't have. So I just wanted to call and let you know the boyfriend didn't last, but my mother and I are doing really well.
Well, all right. So that's, you know, first of all, it's a very provocative statement you just made to me, my dear, which is because it would imply, and you can tell me whether this is accurate or not, that maybe the boyfriend was sort of a substitute for some of the intimacy and the caring and the love that you wanted from your mom but that you weren't getting. So once that healed...
Yes, absolutely.
Well, hallelujah. So so how did you do it? What did you do?
I kind of let my mother know we didn't have a great relationship growing up, but I would like to at least have some relationship because I know you always talk about it. I don't want to be, you know, sibling who after she passes regrets all kinds of things because I was so angry at her while she was alive. And she was going through a hard time. I think I had mentioned, I'm not sure if I did or not, but that I didn't like having my son around her because she was dating kind of a crazy boyfriend. But what I'm noticing now that we are getting a little bit closer, I'm kind of like her only outlet. I'm the only person that she has to talk to about it. Everyone else has kind of alienated her, which I actually didn't know. And just by seeing how happy she is when she is able to talk about what's going on in her personal life, that's been really, really rewarding. And I think that in the months after myself and my boyfriend broke up, I kind of realized that that was exactly what I wanted. I wanted to be able to talk to my mother about anything, to have somebody just sit there not in judgment and just tell them what was going on in my life, whether it's because of mistakes that I made or, you know, just life happening. And I realized that that's exactly what she wanted from me, too. So it's been quite wonderful, actually.
You're making me smile. That's great. I was talking with a friend of mine a couple of days ago, and she was complaining about her stepmother, and I gave her kind of the, you know, the evil eye, you know, the stink eye. And she said, I shouldn't feel that way, should I? And I said, look, that this woman, whomever she is keeping your dad happy, healthy. He's not on your doorstep feeling sad or lonely. He allows you to run your life. She allows you to run your life in any way you want without having to take care of your dad very much. And she said, I never thought of it that way. So, you know, that we can't necessarily, our parents can't pick our spouses, and we can't pick theirs. But, I mean, I think you said something really profound and important and loving, which is, he makes her happy.
Yeah.
You know, so good. Thank you so much. You're right. I very seldom get to hear the rest of the story, and I really appreciate it greatly. And it sounds, how old are you, just out of curiosity?
I'm 29. I'll be 30 in January, so high time.
Well, just about on schedule, if that makes you feel any better. You know, we all assume that when we're 21, we'll instantly turn into a grown-up, which has no reality to it whatsoever. Somewhere in our late 20s, early 30s is when we begin to understand that our lives are not, the good stuff isn't exclusively ours, and the bad stuff isn't even primarily our parents, that at some point we get to choose. So I'm really proud of you. It sounds like some really wonderful stuff. And thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you, because I'm sure, as you can guess, all the friends were like, oh, who cares about your mother? She was a horrible mother. So it's working out really, really well, and I love having her in my life the way that she is. And I don't think that I ever, well, maybe eventually I would have gotten to this point, but it definitely expedited the process talking to you about it. So thank you.
Well, you're most welcome. You know, it's interesting. I just saw a not very good movie of a woman who's very estranged from her father, and he just out of the blue, we were talking with Deep about the unconscious, says, you know, I hit my first home run at a little league game, and I brought in two runs, and I went running home to tell my mom, and she wasn't there, and I went into the bedroom, and there she was, passed out on the floor, having thrown up. She was apparently an alcoholic. And the little girl looked at him and said, "You never told me that." And I thought, you know, he said, "Well, you know, how would that come up in conversation?" And what he was clearly trying to say to her is, we are not perfect creatures. We don't always know what we need, but to have that sense that there's somebody I can talk to who will listen is really an incredibly important thing. So good on both of you. I'm very proud of both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I had one question for you.
Okay.
I missed out on your talent day.
Oh, no. All right.
Not that I want to display any talents right now, but one question that I've kind of always had and never thought to really ask it, though, as you just had a solution for it, was your intro and outro music. Do you take submissions for that? How do you find that?
Manny,
music?
I think we should take submissions, don't you? Manny, are you there?
We might be able to work on
some. I'll tell you what. Yeah, send it to drjoy.com. And put it in a JPEG file or something, and we'll look at it. I mean, I think the problem, the reason Manny is being a little cautious as opposed to Goody Two Shoes here is, oh yeah, I'll send it, is that copyright and paying for it and stuff
right.
like that. So, but yeah, I mean, send it along. What, you know, what do you have to lose?
There's some hurdles that we'll have to jump over.
What are the hurdles? Give us a clue.
Can't promise anything, but it's...
What are some of the hurdles, Manny?
Well, you mentioned it, like copyright and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
a part of it. But I would never say no, but I can't necessarily say yes either. So can't
See,
promise
that's why Manny is assigned to me, to say, Joy, you can say yes all you want, but there's some real issues here, and I'll deal with them. So I'm sort of assigned a keeper on the air. So, but yeah, send it along. Are you a musician?
I am. I'm the chick from Nashville, the one that moved to Nashville specifically
uh-huh.
with the music.
Well, send it along. If it's any comfort to you and to Manny, we actually have done that before. We have had listeners who sent stuff in, and what they have to do is sign a waiver that says, okay, she can use it, and I'm not going to sue her, and I'm not going to charge her, and stuff like that. So,
willing to do so.
All right, fair enough. Send it along.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Cookie, and good luck in the search for you. Don't look for a perfect guy. Just look for kind of a cool guy that you really like hanging out with. And my suspicion is you'll find one when you're ready.
Exactly. Definitely not in a rush.
You go, girl. And hugs
Thank
to your
you.
Mom. Thank
oh,
you,
absolutely.
Kita.
Absolutely. You're right.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.